I nominate little sister for 2 points. She's just annoying
You're
everyone.
You're not being clear.
She's annoying everyone in the group, and I really feel
You're like nominating for yourself, not the group.
I really feel that she's a real burden on
You're
the house.
You're not being clear.
Wait. Welcome to the day 12, 13. It's the podcast for day 13. We have lots to talk about today, and we're using a fancy new program, so sorry if it sounds shit, but it should sound better than usual. Okay.
We can cue up sounds live now. We're recording live, so instead of putting the sounds in later, I can just click a button and be like, great old beer donkey, please.
See, she's just on cue for us now. She can do it at any time. There she goes. Okay, let's get into it. First, I want to talk about the nomination goodness. I actually have something good to say about the show, which is fan-frickin-tastic. What is it? The whole Win Friday Night Live, which is shit, by the way. Win Friday Night Live, and then you get to then this nomination chicken treat twist. Apparently I've got it wrong. There's someone abusing me because apparently I don't have the right idea, but this is how I see it. What happens is the people nominate, then the three people go up for nomination, and then the person who wins Friday Night Live goes in, Big Brother tells them who's nominated, and they can remove someone and add someone. That's the idea that I got. But maybe I was wrong. Anyway, I think it's a great idea because it really gives the person who won Friday Night an advantage over the other house. They get to see who was... Not see, well, they get to find out who was nominated in the first place and find out who everyone doesn't like, and then completely twist it by removing someone and adding someone who they just don't like. And then the other person, the person who got put up, will think, oh no, the whole entire house hates me, when really it's just one person that hates you. So I think it's a great idea. And not telling the housemates who's been nominated until right before the eviction is a great idea as well, because I hate watching them all week. Oh, I'm so sad. Everyone hates me. Yes, everyone does hate you, but...
Kate.
But yeah, so I think that's a great idea. But I'm not even sure they should even tell them before they're evicted. Just say, it's time to go, Kate. And then the person leaves. So they wouldn't even have known that they were up for nomination. I hope they keep it that way for the entire season.
The actual nomination format's pretty much the same, though.
But it's live again.
Yeah, but it's still like a minute and a half of, you're not being clear, what are you talking about?
You're running out of time. What do you think about her?
It's still more interesting if they're given all the time in the world to bitch and rant and think about things instead of being rushed into saying something stupid and something we've all heard before. I don't know.
I like the idea of the liveness. I think it just adds another element to the show where it's like, this is them right now. Except if you're in Perth, it's 2 hours ago. But that's them right now, and that's what they're thinking. I don't agree with Big Brother pushing them, but what do you think about her? And then they're just like, she's slut. Like, just rolling out garbage that they might not have thought about. I think Big Brother should just let them nominate the entire way, and then if they're shit, at the end, just say, no, I'm giving you a nomination point, bitch.
You're talking about something you'd liked in the house for a change. I have something I like too. Ooh. We mentioned in the last podcast about the editing and how it's slightly changed. Stop clicking the computer. How the editing slightly changed.
Oh yeah, last podcast I was talking about that.
Yeah, possibly a new team. Well, I've been catching up on all the Daily Show recapping for the website, and I have to notice that, yes, the editing's different. And they've done some really cool tricks, like crossing to the white room, watch the housemates... watching the plasma screen, then it cuts to the exact same footage.
It's still cutting edge, though. It's still the same group, but I think there's been like a shuffle around in who's doing what. And it's really good now. And I think it's getting better as well.
One thing that's not getting better is the official website, though.
And Friday Night Live.
No, let's talk about the official website.
I didn't even go there anymore. I went there when I was writing my blog to find out if they'd been told about nominations because, I don't know, maybe I did a Gretel and took too much coke before I watched nominations because apparently I've got everything wrong. But they still haven't told the housemates, so I got that bit right. But every time I go there, I sign in and it still asks me to sign in or register. But I'm already freaking signed in. I don't need to sign in again. Stupid thing. It's not that hard to have like an if statement, remove the button.
It's just not working anymore. They fixed the problems with your details being displayed and everything. But the site still doesn't work properly. The forums are crap. You can't navigate it properly. The streams are cutting out like a minute into it. And yeah.
And what is with the streams coming up in a little pop-up window? That's just garbage. No one, like, I like to have the Windows Media Player always on top, so then I can just do anything and it's still there. And now I've got to copy the URL or use that sneaky program that someone gave me and then open it in Windows Media Player. Who wants it in a pop-up window? Not me.
Hey, it's Scott here from Brisbane. I was just calling to ask for clarification on something that was up on the podcast, the Day 5 podcast, when you were talking about the launch night, you made a comment that when Gretel brought up one of the secrets about Mr. X, you weren't sure where that came from. I was just asking for clarification on that because that was one of the things that was all over the TV. Who is Mr. X? How's he going to change the game? Things like
this
that.
This was so me who said this. I don't think I must have just not watched the ads because I don't remember anything about Mr.
X. Everyone was expecting to find out who he was. So, yeah, I don't think that came out of the blue. Fair enough, it wasn't shown on that night, but everyone knew that this Mr. X was going to go into the house at some point.
Except
to change
me.
The game. So, yeah, just seeing if maybe you didn't see it on TV or what you were referring to when you said it came out of the blue, but I think most of us were expecting that this Mr. X would come up.
No, that's not what we meant.
Going to be one of the
well, that's what people. I meant. I'd never seen
that,
the Mr. X ads.
Love your work, guys, on the podcast. Agree with most of the things
hurry
you
up
say.
And finish.
Yeah, but just want a clarification on that. All right, see you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You're quite rude to this podcast, Colin. Anyway, I think that's what you meant, Vid, because you hadn't seen
that. Yeah, I hadn't seen the Mr. X. So when Gretel started rambling on about, who is Mr. X? No, it's. I was just like, who are you? What?
What I didn't like was the fact that they sort of rushed it in on the second show and then crammed it in on top of all the other twists, and it was a bit of a brain overload.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, next voicemail. Oh, yeah, we turned our answering machine buzzer down. It's not going to blow your eardrums out anymore.
Hey, guys, TikTok from the forums here.
Oh, hey.
Been about a year since I left my last podcast, so I'll give my views on Big Brother this year. I reckon the launch show was pretty bland, like Big Brother 1 style, 2 style, just getting to know the house, made no twists, really. The next day was not too bad.
Twists.
The twists were pretty entertaining. Another relationship twist, of course. We all knew that was coming. I sort of like the relationship, the boyfriend-girlfriend. It's never been done here before. It's better than a blood-related one. And it's good to see them struggle because they can't get together or anything like that. The ex-housemate thing, that was pretty good. I know it's been done in other countries before, but it's never been done here and sort of never been done in a sort of three-way thing. I don't think so.
Three-way.
Yeah, I like most except for Bodhi, of course, because he thinks he's an all that jock and he's going to be evicted very soon. TJ, up tonight's Daily Show, I think she's going to be a very evil bitch. She was real evil like to Thomas today. So, yeah. Very evil and, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to cut that off. Sorry, but
I'm evil to the podcasters.
It was going a bit long. I want to talk about Billy. Is he gay?
Well, I don't know. There was the whole... I wish I had the audio clip queued up, but I'm lazy. What happened was when Mr. X, Billy, came out, TJ said...
You mean came out of the diary room?
Came out of the... Yeah, when Big Brother said, you know, he's Billy and he's the ex-boyfriend, TJ said, oh, is that the one who turned gay or is this the boyfriend that went gay? And then someone said...
Yeah, because Hayley has mentioned to the other housemates that she had a previous boyfriend that told her he was gay after they broke up.
Yeah. And then, so TJ said something like that and then there was a beep, like someone swore or said something. And then it came back and Billy said yes. So that's all you heard. Is this the one who said he was gay? Beep. Yes. So I don't know if it was crossed wires or what was happening there, but so then the rumor mill has been exploding with Is Billy gay?
No, but then there was that other thing. Apparently, I don't know for sure, when Billy was revealed as the ex, he mouthed to Andrew, "Don't worry, I'm gay."
I'm a bit iffy at that. I'll have to rewatch it. I have it on my computer at home. I'll have to watch it. Maybe we'll get the audio and put it in the next podcast. But I don't remember seeing that. My jaw wasn't really paying attention. Interesting. This is being a huge stereotype, but I don't think he's gay. And didn't we get some inside word that there was no gay housemates as yet?
Yeah, it was quite funny watching when Billy did come out of the diary room the first time. Andrew turns to him almost immediately and goes, really uncomfortably, are you gay? Not that it's a big deal or anything.
That was Travis, wasn't it?
It's just that we haven't had any gay housemates yet. Oh, I think Travis asked him beforehand as well, but Andrew's was funnier because he stumbled over the whole thing.
Answering machine.
Hey guys, I'm TJ. I just found your website. It was referred to me by a friend. I just want to say
welcome.
Just listened to one of the podcasts and absolutely love it already. You guys are really funny. My opinion on Big Brother this year, I'm really annoyed with the official website. I signed up for the premium thing so I could watch the streams, and I actually find that it's identical to the free stream. I hope they're going to change that. I want to see some, you know, dirty bits and hear the things that they don't want us to hear and all that kind of stuff. It's really annoying that they keep muting it and putting up that stupid, those intro videos. We are unable to show you what's going on in the house right now, whatever they do. I'm loving the White Room, as much as there's no way in hell I'd want to do that. It's kind of cool to watch, and it's really sad that I sit for any amount of time, really, and actually watch it. But I don't know, it's interesting. I'm sure that brunette girl in there is going to crack first. I'm so surprised she's still there. The long guy, Harrison,
is
a bit of a cutie. A bit dumb. He's kind of like that one that won last year. As for the main house, I'm kind of sick of hearing about Haley and Andrew and Billy, because that's all that we're hearing about. I think the fat guy, I can't remember his name, I think Jamie. He'll win, because if you look at series 1, 2, and 4, the fat guy in there now is like a carbon copy of the guys who won those other series. He looks the same, he's boring, he's polite, and average looking. I mean, that's just seems to be the formula of what's going to win. And I think that Thomas guy is totally hot. Anyway, looking forward to hearing more of your podcasts and checking out the rest of your site. Okay, bye.
And that was pretty funny. But he sounded like a bit of a... We cannot show you what is in the podcast right now.
Sorry, we cannot bring you what is happening in the podcast right now.
Okay, the last voicemail made really good segue into premium crap.
I haven't even signed up for premium yet. I'm paranoid.
I have. I wasted bloody $40 on that thing.
Don't you get a refund?
Like $3 for the 3 days that... It was free to everybody else.
I thought it was only $34.95 now.
But the adults only stuff in premium is just crap.
Didn't they censor someone's bum?
Yeah, they censored a bum, and it's supposed to be adults only. You
I'm
tell me
sure
what's
you can
going
show
on there.
A bum on the internet or on TV? Why? That is just ridiculous.
The whole thing's being over censored now. Even the streams, like they mention "crack," like as in crack, and they'll cut it or "vag." And it will cut.
Cot.
Dip. Set.
Tit. Felt.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I haven't signed up. I've trawled through the thread on the forums of people complaining. I can't believe they muted someone's bum and blurred out someone's bum. Like, even in series 1, we were seeing bums on TV, and that was like 7 years ago. Hello.
And then to address all of these legitimate complaints about the status of premium, little sis, that little bitchy skank, jumps in and basically insults everybody in an email. We're loaded up.
Someone, that post that you wrote on about little sis getting arrested, someone said it was defamation. I was like, you can't defame someone who's not real. We're just opening up this email, which will then...
Do you want me to play Spanish Flair while we're waiting up for me to open this? Where is it? I can't find a bloody email.
You're in the junk folder. We cannot bring you what is happening in the podcast right now.
Okay, we found it. It wasn't in an email. It was on the official Big Brother website. But anyway, it starts. BBLS gives you the lowdown on the live streams. Hiya. Have to say that just quietly, the whining from some of the crew about the live stream getting vision and audio cut is doing my head in. Snot'em, people. Snot'em.
It's not even a word. Where is it?
Comments on this vid. Basically, she's just insulted. Like, she... I don't even know why I'm saying she. Quote, she is a representative of Big Brother / Southern Star Endemol / Channel 10.
And she's
insulting people who have complaints. She's telling them to basically just rack off.
No, wait.
Because
no,
she said
the whining from some of the crew. She's talking about the people on the show.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Oh, you can't possibly expect her to be actually talking about the crew. She's talking about all the complaints.
Okay, either way.
Okay, I'm taking it upon myself to explain why. So hopefully the negative vibe will cease. Stat. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. She says, numero uno. Who says that?
Just doing Spanish at school. Wait, is that even Spanish? It's Italian.
The stream is uncut to save good material for TV. As some of you forum scripters speculate, full stop. There you go. How can you not? That's direct insulting of the forum users complaining.
So basically she says that it's cut because it has an M classification.
Which is bullshit.
This is the internet. There's no classifications for the internet. Helen Coonan hasn't quite push that one into the legislation yet.
Additionally, I'm using big words here. That's just a scape dog for the fact that they cut out important details that we should be knowing. Well, not important, but you know, it's...
We can't really say that they're important details that we should be knowing because we don't know what's there because it's been cut, but it is... Surely they can't talk about that many sensitive or things about their family.
But when they do start talking about their life, even if it's the most little sensitive thing, they go, oh my God, defamation, and then cut it. When surely in the clause, if the housemates are talking about themselves, surely that Big Brother's made them sign a contract saying you cannot sue us no matter what we broadcast. And the fact that they're going on a reality TV show where they're filmed 24 hours a day means they shouldn't have double standards of what and what can't be shown.
It's just the whole garbage of what happened last year and the year before where they talked about fetishes like Steve Cleveland Steamer. And then they talked, and then last year, the whole adults only thing, they're just protecting their ass and they're doing way... I wouldn't even say it's a good job. It's just gone over. Like, there's bad, then there's good, then there's too much. And this is too much. Snort 'em.
I think maybe we should read some more little sis, because it's really absurd. She's like, I'd like to meet the person who actually writes this garbage.
Maybe it's like one of the producer's daughters.
No actual teenagers talk like this, Vid.
Okay, I've just found some more garbage on the official website. When we were looking for more little sister to bag out, it says, it's got capture this, and the picture, it says, Big Brother Premium, MA 18 plus. Why blur out a bum if it's 18 plus?
To explain, it's a caption contest for premium members only, and it's supposed to be an 18 plus picture. Okay, this is what I'm looking at. Andrew was doing a nudie run, but his hand has covered everything. You can see some of his butt, and you can see his tan line. You can't
a little bit of the left cheek,
which is like the same amount you would see if he was wearing Speedos. His hand is covering up everything. He's running around, and Bodhi is chasing him with like a paddle or something.
A toilet brush.
Oh. How is that 18 plus? And when, why are we paying to see shit like this when we can see it for free anywhere else?
Oh, no, my outrage is that it says that premium is MA 18 plus, but they blurred out a bum. But it's 18 plus. Anyway, let's bag out little sister.
That bitch.
Hey, what's happening? Holy, didn't see that one coming, Batman. In case you missed it, here's what went down in the house last night. Holy, didn't see that one coming, Batman. What? Excuse me.
Okay, here's another one. Holy Hallmark moments. Did you just see all of that? I don't know where to start. I would never have picked that Cruz would leave the White Room first. Okay. With what you just read, Vid, and this holy Hallmark moments, you can tell the person who actually writes this was alive to watch the 1960s version of Batman.
Obviously not a little sister.
But enough of my dribble. I'm sure you want to get back to watching the live stream, even though it's going to be cut. Because I certainly do. No, I lied. I'm off to find Cruz. See if I can get some white goss.
White goss.
And maybe a cheeky cuddle. He's so damn cute. And damn is spelt incorrectly. Until tomorrow, my peeps. BBLSXX.
Okay, we're over, little sister. We're going to talk about this whole drama with Kate and all that jazz. I don't even want to round it up. Okay, what happened? They had this baby task. Kate got upset. No one knew why. They took away the baby task, and then she told the housemates that she had a baby, and I can't remember the name of the disease, but basically the mum has high blood pressure and the baby has high blood pressure and the baby dies. So she was having this emotional breakdown and wanted to leave the house if the task was going to continue. So they removed the task and then removed all mention of it on the website. I am fine with them removing the task. Like, I think that was a great idea because you don't want to lose a housemate. And even though I don't like Kate, I still think that she might have a little bit more to show. But removing all mention of it on the website, why not just write that the task has been in the diary, the task has been removed, more to come later, instead of removing the whole thing and people speculating what's happened. Like, just, I don't understand why they did that. And then a few days later, they come out with the article, which I must say was quite well done. It explained everything and didn't have any, like, reverse spin on it, which most sort of PR...
But the question is, would they have done this if we didn't make a big fuss about it, which spilled over into the OS forums?
Well, it was a huge thing, and they made a part... It was, like, basically what the Daily Show on... What day was it? Wednesday? Thursday? Whatever day. It was the whole part of the Daily Show, and a lot of people would have tuned into that. I think they would have done it anyway, but it was just the luck that someone had noticed it. And then they'd removed it. Actually, it's not even luck that someone noticed it, because this is the Big Brother official website. Can you imagine how many visitors they get each day? And then they just completely remove all mention of something from the website. Someone is going to notice. I don't see why they did that. And then, yeah, I don't know. I feel sorry for her. And watching the episode, it was a little bit sad. So I do, you know, feel for her. And I don't think it was a tantrum. You wrote on the website that she had a tantrum. It totally was not a tantrum.
Oh, whatever.
People complain to you about it, and I kind of agree. It wasn't a tantrum. Her baby did die, but, you know. So, yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm TJ.
Whoops.
By Francis.
Hey, this is forum member Chasing Amy here. I'd just like to ring up for my thoughts. First off, I'd like to say that Kate is a loudmouth mole who should not be in the house for very much longer. She has signed her fate for this, I don't know when this is going to be aired, but for the first eviction night, that she will probably be leaving or probably Bodhi, as we saw in previous seasons, such as, I forget which season, but Damien was evicted first week, a kind of dickheadish-like guy.
But Damien was an actual
Bodhi,
dickhead.
A bit less loud. Those guys usually don't last long. But Kate and Jamie also have a fair chance of leaving in the first week. I'd also like to call up to congratulate you on your podcast. It's in the top list of Australian podcasts on iTunes, which I think is pretty cool. That's how I subscribed to it on iTunes. I was searching for it, but it popped up straight away in the top subscribed podcasts, which I think is pretty cool, alongside with Tim Brunero's Old Brother podcast. I'd just like to give you my link for my podcast. It's realitylifeau.blogspot.com. That's realitylifeau.blogspot.com. I have about 3 podcasts posted a week, each one going for about 15 to 20 minutes, all pretty much surrounded by Big Brother. So if you like podcasts such as Tim Brunero's Old Brother and Behind Big Brother, tune into that. And yeah, you'll be hearing more from me from the forums under my handle, Chasey Amy. And I really like the sites so far this year, guys. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure the site will go great. So until next time, it's been good talking. See you later.
I just looked at iTunes. We're totally off the top 25.
We've been kicked out. And look, 15, the Bjork podcast.
We did get
we
up to...
We are the Earth Invaders. We are the Earth Invaders. Where were we? What was our high point?
We got up to number 13. I think the radio show scared a lot of people away. We put live highlights of the radio show on this podcast. I think we'll make a separate stream, a separate feed.
Yeah, I think a separate RSS feed. But remember that the top podcast thing is based on subscriptions per week. So we've already got the subscribers, so they're not resubscribing. So what you should do is cancel your subscription in iTunes. Just delete the podcast, then re-sign up, and we'll go back up to the top.
I'll just load up the stats right now.
We've got to log in. So yes, if you just listen to it from the podcast show, page, download iTunes. Everyone has iTunes these days because everyone has an iPod. And subscribe to our podcast.
The last episode had 1,700 downloads, and then the radio episode had 1,000 downloads.
And we peaked on episode 2 repost, which was like...
That was 2,000.
279. I can't add up in my head.
It's about 2,200.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep subscribing and
okay,
unsubscribing
and
resubscribing.
The thing... No, and everyone give us good reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, we only have 2 and they're from last year.
The thing about the podcast listing in iTunes, though... Almost everything is just rebroadcasts of TV or radio shows. I mean, I'm looking at the top 25, and Hamish and Andy have 3 different entries in there, which is all the same podcast.
Mm.
Someone tell me what that's all about.
And then there's the Rove one, the Nova 969 American Rosso, Dr.
If it, my attitude is that if it wasn't made specifically for a podcast, it's not a true podcast. So in that respect, we actually got up to number 2 in the top 25. So we're the best.
Done. Yes. Oops. My laptop.
Oh, and another thing that was brought up in that.
Anyway, sorry, my laptop just died.
Another thing that was brought up in that voicemail was how Billy's a dick, and I tend to agree. my motto is, Bodhi and Billy blah.
Hello, little sister. Is that you?
They're like totally. I can't think of
kisses. Yeah, I didn't like Bodhi so much, but then after he had his little quiet thing, I liked him a little bit more. What I don't like is how... when someone gets called to the diary room, all the housemates clap. Or when someone gets nominated, everyone's like, yay!
Yeah, they're a bit of a cheerful bunch, in a bad way.
Why do you have to clap? I understand the first nomination's like, ooh, clapping. Well, hello, they just went in and nominated one of you because they hate you. Him to clap for them.
Well, I was put off by Bodhi that episode. He was in the chill out room talking to I forget who, but he's going, I've had sex with a lot of chicks in my life, but if they have to mentally stimulate me to for it to be good, yeah. And Billy's like trying to keep along going with the masculinity, going, I've been with chicks too. Yeah, I'm not gay.
Well, I was strolling past, what's it called? Westco, Just Jeans, Foot Locker. One, Maya. No, it's the one where they sell Betts, I think. And I saw a big sprawled out photo on the window, which looked exactly like Bodie. And it did say that he was model in past. So if you go near Betts in WA, I think, because, you know, there's only one. No, there's lots. But I think he did modelling for Betts. So if you really like him and you want to get perv on him, do that.
G'day, guys. Just writing a comment on the utter absurdity of the White Room. Not only is it full of reject housemates nobody wants to see on the show, like Cara, but it isn't even white. Half the walls are cream, and the bathroom tiles are grey, not to mention the giant red button. I'm personally calling it the Off-White Room. And can everyone listening please jump on the bandwagon to get Hayley off the show now? She's clearly not interesting now that her relationship's been exposed. And her forehead takes up too much of my television screen. Anyway, that's all. Enjoying the podcast, dudes. Keep it up. Later.
I think the room was white and the housemates had non-white clothes. One of them had like a big red logo on it. I don't know.
Hello. How are you? Good. Yeah, I'm alright.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alright. Well, bye. And I love ghetto. Bye.
Lay off the bong.
I think that shows the average intelligence level of Gretel fans.
Hi, me again.
Oh, hey.
How you going? I'm going alright. Good. I like ghetto. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have one more voicemail to go.
This one's actually good.
Hey guys, this is Scram from the forums. Just curious as to what the point of this Billy, Andrew, Haley hogging the Daily Show thing is. You sit there saying that they don't edit things as such. But editing is where you manipulate the footage in a way that, you know, it gets your point across. That's how I see it anyway. Like Michael last year saying that they structure things to give a certain opinion across. I mean, all they do is go on about this one twist as such, and it's not even interesting. Like you said, it's evil. It's not. You don't ruin someone's relationship for TV when they didn't ask for that. They went in there saying, yeah, we'll be a couple in the house, and then they've gone in there and started trying to rip them apart. That's very strange, and I don't like Billy for doing that, and also that he's a moron as well.
I agree.
Yeah, that's just what I want to say. That's very strange. Get Rebecca out. She's weird. Get Jamie out. He's Mormon. Boring. Oh. He doesn't do anything. He's just insecure and, you know, he just got no hope. He's 29 and still like that. I mean, I was like that, but that's when I was like 15, 16, little, you know, bullied nerd. So I grew out of that, but he hasn't for some reason, regardless of where he grew up. It's a bit weird, but anyway, that's my opinion. I'll certainly have mine a few more times during the year, and yeah. Hopefully enjoy the year. Oh, the site's good as well. I don't like the design. I think maybe a bluish for theme would be better with that eye. But other than that, pretty good. See you guys.
Yeah, I'm never making the site blue again, sorry. We had it blue for 4 years, and I'm not doing it again.
And the official website is blue, grey, off-white, whatever you want to call it. So.
But thanks for the call.
Yes.
And I think we should finish up now. We're at 35 minutes ish.
Do I have anything else to talk about? Oh yeah, Friday Night Live is shit. Remember to go to behindmybrother.com/Gretel.
Yeah, we're campaigning to get the Gretel donkey noise. Here we go. On the actual show. Stop that.
Yeah, so go to behindmebrother.com/Gretel.
No, /donkey.
/donkey. Download the sound and send it into Big Brother. Hopefully they'll wake up the housemates with the donkey Gretel sound.
Wouldn't you love to be woken up with this? Anyway.
What else do I have to talk about? Oh, there's one thing. Oh, yeah. Send us more voicemail. We only get voicemail by boys. Our voicemail line does like girls too. So if you're a girl, call up and send us a voicemail.
And not just the snip. Although we love the snip's voicemails. We need female voices other than the snip.
Yes.
Okay, so we're finishing now?
Yeah. I need to jumba.com.au.
Yeah, for all your hosting needs, jumba.com.au. They support Behind Big Brother and they support this podcast.
And they have a special section on the forum where you can get special deals or whatever. So jumba.com.au or our forums, click the specials, jumba.com.au. And in that.
And we will leave you with lots of pretty sounds of Gretel. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.